This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Amid ongoing escalation between Israel and Hamas, Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired dozens of rockets today at three Israeli positions in a disputed area along the country's border with Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The group said in a statement that the attack was in solidarity with the Palestinian people. In response to this, Israel's military fired back at the Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to turn Gaza into a deserted island. He asked its residents to leave now. Earlier, the Israel Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after the death toll in the Hamas attack rose to more than 300 with 1,500 injured. In response to the deadly Hamas attacks, the Israel Defense Forces launched operation hitting 17 military compounds and 4 operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Meanwhile, world leaders have also condemned the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. In flash floods hit Sikkim, the death toll has risen to 32, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority, SSDMA, confirmed that 122 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake in North Sikkim, which triggered a flash flood in Teesta River Basin on the 4th of this month. A report received from Indo-Tibetan Border Police states that 56 civilians were rescued at Chungthang via zipline made by ITBP yesterday. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people were rescued. Around 7,025 people have taken shelter in 30 relief camps. Due to flash floods in the Teesta River Basin, 13 bridges were washed away. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra called on Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang at his official residence Minto Gang this morning. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed extensively about the extent of damages caused by the disaster. The Chief Minister expressed his gratitude for the immediate release of the advance budget for NDRF and SDRF for the year 2023-24 to enable the state to carry out the relief and restoration work at the earliest. The Chief Minister also thanked the central leadership for constituting an inter-ministerial team comprising senior officers from 5 ministries, which is visiting Sikkim today to assess the extent of damage. The Chief Minister also shared about his visits to the affected areas in Rangpo, Singpam and parts of Mangdan district and the rescue and relief work being carried out by the concerned agencies. Mr. Mishra asserted that the central government is committed to providing all the required support to the state to bring back normalcy. In West Bengal, the CBI today conducted searches at 12 locations including the residences of Senior Minister Firhad Hakim and TMC MLA Madan Mitra in connection with its probe into alleged irregularities in recruitments made by civic bodies in the state. Firhad Hakim, the Minister of Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, is also the Mayor of Kolkata. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary unveiled the new IAF ensign at the parade. The CAS also presented the coveted unit citations to 4 IAF units, namely 16 Squadron, 142 Helicopter Unit, 901 Signal Unit and 3 Base Repair Depot for their exemplary contribution to the service. Meanwhile, air display is being held over the Sangam area in Prayagraj. In the air display, more than 100 fighter and transport aircraft, including the Rafale fighter jets and helicopters from 10 air bases, will showcase the power of the Indian Air Force. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that construction of 250-metre viaduct in Jammu and Kashmir in conjunction with a 395-metre Marogi tunnel has been successfully completed. In ICC Men's ODI World Cup Cricket, Australia were 110 for 2 in 27 overs against India at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Australia won the toss and opted to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.